Wendy Holkamp, and then Calvin Priest.
Hello, I'm here to testify as a Christian who is educated with graduate degrees in evolutionary biology. I'm a mom of two middle school age kids, one who goes to public school and one who goes to a private Episcopal school, which, by the way, teaches evolution alongside the Christian faith. I've taught college level biology, and I'm currently a science writer, and I'm actually working on a book on making peace between evolution and Christianity, which will in part cover this hearing today, as well as the 2003, which I testified at. Now, despite what the creationist members of the board here claim, Ms. Lowe, Ms. Leo, Ms. Cargill, Mr. McElroy, Mr. Mercer, and others, everybody in the nation knows that this is a religious battle. Your dislike of evolution and naturalism is religious in nature. That was shown in Kitzmiller versus Dover, very clearly that the Discovery Institute is that their motives are religious in nature. Any changes to the TEKS that from the ones from the scientists and the science advocates, those are the people that you should be listening to. Those are the people that know what they're talking about. And for you to sit there and tell everybody that it is not religious in nature smacks of arrogance and deliberate willful deception. And in other words, lying. And I, for one, as a Christian, know
we
who
do
the
not
Father
use that word.
Is.
Excuse me. That no one can use that word in this. You can say you disagree with what we said, or we said it inaccurately, but we do not use that word. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Don't use what word, lies?
Lie.
It's improper in our meeting for anyone to even say that. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. My first question to you members of the state board, why are you willing to play dice with our taxpayer money and risk by introducing religiously motivated language into Texas science standards? As somebody else mentioned, Kitzmiller versus Dover cost over $1 million to that school board. My second question is, why are you willing to play dice with our children's education as our nation's lead deteriorates? The National Academy of Sciences in Rising Above the Gathering Storm said, having reviewed trends in the United States and abroad, the committee is deeply concerned that the scientific and technical building blocks of our economic leadership are eroding at a time when many other nations are building strength. Evolution does not threaten religious beliefs, including Christianity, except if you take Genesis absolutely literally, which most mainstream denominations do not. Presbyterian, Episcopal, Methodist, Catholic, and ELCA Lutheran do not. They formally accept a evolving creation, and which you may not know is 70% of our nation's founding fathers were either Presbyterian, Episcopal, or Congregationalist, which is intertwined with the Presbyterian faith. Our founding fathers very much appreciated logical, scientific reason and religious faith as compatible. And as Thomas Jefferson said, a wall of separation between church and state is absolutely required.
Thank you.